Cats are basically designed as hunt and kill predators. They are carnivores. That's what they do as carnivores, is they chase things down and kill them. These short-faced bears, on the other hand, what it looks like they were doing is that they were well adapted to move long distances, not necessarily to chase things down and kill them, or at least not in the way that cats do.
Once the lion had locked onto its prey, it was oblivious to everything else.
The lion has retractable claws, and so they can protect those while they're just running. They can invoke those claws when they're struggling with animals, and they can pierce the skin with those claws. The short-faced bear do not have the retraction that the lion has. They're basically very long claws, and they could probably rake other animals and cause serious injury that way.
When we compare it to the cats of today, the lion is very large, but the lions of the Pleistocene were a little larger. Large teeth, large shearing teeth. When we compare that to the bear, the musculature on the top of their head tells us they had a powerful bite. The lower jaw musculature tells us they had a very powerful bite. The wear patterns on the teeth tell us that they were actually very powerful bites. But what advantage it had in its weaponry was these really long arms that it had. And so it could reach out and smack things with those long arms if it needed to.
The lion had two major advantages. The first were its 20 razor-sharp, retractable claws. If the claws didn't get you, the jaws would. With its massive canine teeth and powerful bite force behind them, this cat could take on any rival.
Although these mammals were separated by millions of years from the dinosaurs, they still played the same basic roles. Looking at the megalion, it's easy to compare it to a Nanotyrannus. Neither were overly large predators, but they were equipped with the weapons and musculature that allowed them to take on prey much larger than themselves. Now, looking at the bear, its dinosaurian counterpart would be Tyrannosaurus. Like T-Rex, the bear could take on anything it wanted, and it had little to fear from anything other than a bigger bear. And if it didn't feel like catching its own prey, it could use its tremendous size and massive power to simply take food away from another predator.